Sorcery of a Queen by Brian Nasland. Read by Stephen Brand. Burchard leapt up from his spot at Ashlyn's side and started tearing through the gear on deck, looking for a weapon. The dragons encircled their lonesome ship, screeching aggressively and snapping their jaws in hungry anticipation.
"I need a spear."
"None aboard,"
growled the ship's captain, Jakku. He and his crew had rescued Burchard and Ashlyn from the Battle of Floodhaven. He waved at the pile of fishing tack.
"Best I got is one of them orca harpoons over there."
All around him, the crew was cursing in Papyrian and cranking their crossbows.
"Forget the crossbows. They'll just piss the bastards off,"
Burchard growled, sifting through the gear. He picked up a harpoon with shit balance, but a point that was sharp enough to cut glass.
"You gonna kill 5 Red Skulls by yourself, Almiron?"
Jakku asked.
"No," Burchard said. "Not by myself."
He turned to Ashlyn. She was already unwinding the dragon thread on her wrist. In the back of his head, there was an idiot-brained warden telling him to rush her below decks before the dragons attacked. But Ashlyn had toasted 2 armies with that scrap of ghost moth spinal tissue. She was going to be the main factor in their survival, not him.
"Silas and I will deal with the dragons," she said. "Everyone else get below decks."
The Papyrian sailors didn't need to be asked twice. Even Jakku retreated down the hatch without a fuss. But Felgor, Hayden, and the rest of the Papyrian widows remained on deck. They were sworn to protect Ashlyn from any danger, dragons included.
"You can't help," Ashlyn said to Hayden, "but you can hurt by being in the way. Go!"
Hayden's body tensed with uncertainty, but widows were nothing if not pragmatic, and Ashlyn had spoken the truth. Hayden gave a curt nod, then followed the sailors below, taking her sisters with her. Felgor shrugged.
"Well, fuck me if I'm going to stick around trying to look brave when even the widows have run for shelter."
He scrambled over to the hatch.
"Try not to die."
Burchard scanned the sky. The Red Skulls were increasing speed and drawing closer with each rotation around the ship. It was a hunting pattern unique to their breed, and it always preceded the same behavior.
2 of them are going to break off and attack together from opposite sides," Burchard said.
"I know," Ashlyn responded. "Which side do you want?"
"Whichever comes with the smaller dragon, Witch Queen," Burchard said.
"Don't call me that," Ashlyn said, then ripped a hand down the length of the thread, sparking a crackle of lightning that she cupped in her hand as if it was a perfectly sized river stone she was preparing to throw at an easy target.
Burchard took the final scrapings of God's moss that remained from Floodhaven and ate them. His stomach turned hot, and a familiar, unnatural strength coursed through his muscles. 2 of the dragons careened from the gyre, both females, both enormous.
"Perfect," Burchard muttered, moving starboard.
Ashlyn went in the opposite direction, raising her lightning-wreathed fist. Burchard lined up with his Red Skull. She was twice the size of the one he'd killed outside of Argel. Massive wingspan heaving, tail lashing through the air, eyes burning down and focused on him. He focused right back, gripped the harpoon tight, waited until she was about 100 strides away.
"Now!" he yelled.